Good morning. We got Ron Insta, we got Hamas. We got YouTube, Hamas, and we got Facebook.
Yisrael, however you say it. Only Yisrael. And Hashem Yisborach. Blessed one.
Yeah. Okay, again, today is April 17th. It is the Tet of Nisan. We're going to start with a song. Are we doing Hashem Melech or are we doing the other one?
Let's do both, medley. Hashem Melech.
Can we start though, like the way it's supposed to start?
You do it. Okay. You lead the way.
Halel Hashem Elokim, Ve'agad Leinu Ve'Toda. Halel Hashem Elokim, Ve'agad Leinu Ve'Toda. Yud Ve'Hei Ve'Vav Ve'Hei Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yud Ve'Hei Ve'Vav Ve'Hei Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed. Anachnu Maminim Ve'Maminim Ve'en Lanu Amin Yishaer. אבינו שבשמיים, אנחנו מאמינים ומאמינים, ואין לנו על מי להישען, אלא אל אבינו, אבינו שבשמיים.
Avinu Shabbat Shammai really hooked us up on Motzei Shabbat.
Wow, miracles, nesim
not like us. You can't describe it any other way.
Yeah, it's complete miracles, the whole thing.
And those people that are saying, no, well, Iran, they weren't really trying to harm us. It was just to show that they retaliated.
Well, fireworks.
Because we took out their number three guy. Did you see the size of those ballistic missiles?
Excuse me, I'm not still getting better from Motzi Purim, Erev Pesach, itis. I'm calling it Pesach itis. Comes just in time to sort of putter me from all the crazy amount of work my wife's doing.
Hashem, Kucha, Brechu, Ushkuntein, Baruch, Ata, Adonai, Eloheinu, Melecha, Oram, Sheakol, Nia, Bidvaro.
Amen. Real kindness. So it was real kindness from Hashem, literally, Chesed Hashem Mamish,
like
the Gilui. And that's the Chodesh Nissan. Let's just move a little bit closer because I don't need them to not see how wonderful.
So it's actually the level of miracles. It was Noam Lowy. He sent
that. Noam Lowy, yeah. He spoke about it.
Spoke about it this morning.
Like, from the Machon, Shir David. Shout out.
Oh, shout out to Zereshim at the Zereshim Show.
In their base midrash.
Yes.
Not forget. This is even Charles Sakal's official version. Thank you for hosting.
He basically told us how a physicist, was it a physicist?
Yeah, someone from the defense.
Who's part of the defense said it is actually physically impossible. Without Yad Hashem, for us to have the success that we had on Motzei Shabbat.
Right.
So that just goes to show us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate kindness.
Hashem. I should be wearing my thank you Hashem hat on this one. But it's also be kind, because it's like Hashem's kindness.
It's Hashem's absolute kindness. To me, it gave me so much chizuk.
Yeah, I think everyone...
It really did.
It was a little bit difficult personally, like... I'm not feeling well, and to be woken up in the middle of the night, I didn't even get sleep by that point, honestly. And just the trauma, like the revival of everything that happened October 7th, having missiles and red alerts, and like we have to have that in mind, that it was people get affected by this.
Yeah.
And have to process it. Even though it's a chesed Hashem that we were all safe, but it's not the biggest chesed Hashem that we're still getting attacked. And that's what we're going to talk about. Like, what's going on? Why is Iran... And Hamas, they're still...
Look, Iran's the head of the snake.
Okay, good.
And the head of the snake needs to be taken out.
By the way, I never get political, but we're going to let Yosefan lead the way.
Yeah, I have no problem getting political. Because you know why it's still chasen?
Very truth, yeah.
Because it's the first podcast that we did. What's the ultimate kindness that we could possibly do? Is eliminating evil from the world.
Right, that was...
They're the head of the beginning of the war.
That's why I actually started this podcast, honestly. Because you were full on with Just One Chesed and the Military Heroes and everything else. And that sort of inspired that we need to really get out there and push the good message out there. And that's partly what we need to do. We, once again, I usually don't put flags and things like that, get involved with that whole energy. But right now, you know, we see it's very, like, very intense,
it's
escalated.
It's as simple situation. As one could possibly put it. It's really, yeah. It's legitimately, it's good versus evil. We've said it.
I mean,
all
I think
along.
A lot of the Persians themselves would agree with that.
The Iranian people are actually very good people who want peace.
Yeah.
They've been living under a dictatorship regime, a terrorist regime for the last 45 years.
Right.
So the fact that you have idiots walking in the streets in America and in other places waving Hezbollah and Hamas flags.
I don't even know what they're representing,
The level of absolute stupidity and asininity is beyond words.
Yeah.
It's like,
and also the fact that the police and the government aren't being more proactive in preventing this growing, like allowing this in the Western world to grow, because it's just going to come back to them.
What they don't understand, Israel is fighting
a
global war.
Yeah.
And the fact, and yes, now I'm going to get really political, and the fact that there are countries, first of all, big Ashikar to all the countries that came and joined us on Motei Shabbat.
Yes.
The United States, France, Germany,
UK, don't forget.
The UK.
British.
It turned Jordan.
Saudi Arabia.
Jordan. Yeah. The king of Jordan's daughter is actually a fighter pilot for the Jordanian Air Force.
Wow.
And she knocked down a couple of drones. Wow. Saudi Arabia. So that all in of itself, just them all coming together to defend Israel and civility and right, is a miracle in and of itself, right?
Well, the fact that we were successful was also a miracle,
That in and of itself was a miracle, but the fact that we were as successful as we
missiles
were.
Missiles and drones.
Complete and utter miracle. But the fact that you still have people out there that are, this is what they're supporting.
Right.
Israel is fighting a global war. It's a war against evil. And the head of the evil is in Iran. And unfortunately, there are certain people in certain countries that have a tremendous amount of power that recently gave hundreds of billions of dollars to Iran, and this is the result.
Was it that much? Not much amount?
It was a lot of money.
A lot. Billions, probably. I don't know, hundreds, but the main part of someone just put up the Israeli flag. Thank you so much. Yeah, this is something that we are going through together, and everyone who supports good at this point has become clear. Look, we're not a perfect country in terms of the Medina.
Nobody's perfect.
We're learning Shirim, as from Rav Shlomo this week, not because of Erev Pesach. He's busy selling the chametz, which is sort of an aspect of getting rid of the evil as well.
That's right. On a very spiritual level.
But so we're not doing the classes, but we have all the previous classes. Tikkun Medina. We have to fix the Medina. It's not a perfect vessel. It's not. We don't claim that. The Jewish people are the most transparent and able to deal with our issues publicly more than anyone. We're very much.
We will. We don't really have a choice in that.
Look at Tanakh. It's a public feature of Am Yisrael's ups and downs throughout history, specifically during the Bible times. And, you know, obviously it's eternal and it still has complete spiritual relevance right now.
Absolutely.
Like Parshas Metsorah. I was reading about it today with Metsorah, with the houses and the house, and we came to Eretz Yisrael, and within the walls was all this shefa, all this hidden shefa for us to then be able to use to live in Eretz Yisrael with shefa, with abundance, and that shows you.
Well, that was the.
And that only came out because of the Metsorah, because of the.
But that was also a Kodesh Baruch Hu's trufa before the Makkah, right?
Yeah.
It was the people hid all the money within the walls in
the
order
people,
for us to be able to live with Shefa in the land.
And Hashem wanted us to inherit that Shefa from the nations. So, you know, thank you very much, whoever was living before. But the point was, it was meant to be. It's not a colonist thing. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the whole thing. I put in the title, Iran and Hamas, the leaders, obviously, versus Israel and Hashem.
Because at the end of the day, that's what they're trying to do. They're going against. They're going against the Torah.
That's the whole remember Yachad Nanatzeh.
Yachad Hashem.
We have to always put that extra point in and remember the hostages, remember the soldiers, remember all the people who are being most nefesh, and Jasmon Chesed, the Org, all those good
people. This is a spiritual war.
Yeah.
Right. Your son has come back and he said every single house had a base at the base of Mikdash, or the Al Aqsa Mosque, or whatever it was in their home.
Right. They know.
They get it. They understand.
They know that it's about the base of Mikdash. They know it's about Mashiach Tzidkenu, and the nations know, the nations, all the nations know that deep down, that's why it's so always on the front of the news and center news, even though it's such a small space, they're constantly focused on it. So the fact that the whole world is following this journey of Bnei Israel, just like in the Torah as well, it shows that we're able to be that all of Goyim, and that also means fixing up our mistakes as well. We're able to agree, admit, we're not like the Democrats in America, excuse me, to get political, who never admit, almost, it seems like.
Well, the greatest thing about the Democrats in America is the fact that they always accuse you of what they're actually doing, so you know what's going on based on what they're accusing you of.
I mean, it's just, I mean, look, I'm sure the other side also have a lot to work on. You know, based on listening to years for Ben
Shapiro.
Nobody's
perfect. Everybody
has a lot
to work
on. There's issues.
Yeah, there's issues on both sides. But at the end of the day, there's one side, for the most part, that's siding with the truth. And again, for the most part, we're not talking about exclusively. For the most part, there's one side that's siding with the truth. And there's one side that's siding with...
What about that guy, though? Senator Fetterman, is that his name?
He's such a weird cat.
No, but at the same time, he's like totally got the point in terms of Israel. He's like, doesn't matter. People come to him.
Listen,
Israel.
Former Vice President Mike
Democrat,
Pence
and he's
said
like,
the
Israel. So it's always never so simple with politics, you know?
The former Vice President, former Vice President Pence just came out the other day, and Senator Mark Rubio, they both said the same thing. If 300 missiles were fired into any other country in order to attempt to destroy the country and kill as many innocent civilians as possible,
never.
What would that country, would they show any restraint?
No.
So what's the double standard? Why do we always have to show restraint, but no other country in the world? Can you imagine if the US just received 300 missiles from Cuba?
Yeah.
But we're not talking about little Katyushas, right? We're talking about intercontinental ballistic missiles that are the size of this freaking room.
So what
did you see the pictures?
What I pray for is that there should be, you know, some swift action, because when it's delayed, it doesn't really work. It has to be swift, but it has to be to the ones who really need to be destroyed, the leaders who are corrupt and evil.
Or now hunkered down
hundreds
or thousands of feet below ground.
People that are running the show in the negative way, they're the ones who need to be taken out.
We need to be able to give the Iranian people the strength to revolt.
Yeah.
That's what we need, because there are
I want to hear accountability for all the corona people that ran that whole scam and scamdemic. I want to hear, you know, there needs to be some accountability. Because I'm 4 years later, I'm still feeling affected by it, honestly. Never got over it, honestly. Like the business and the mental well-being, the way it affected our lives, all the different scenarios, all the money I had to put into.
I saw somebody walking out in the street yesterday, here in a frat with a mask on, and I had like PTSD.
There needs to be accountability. Because otherwise, Costa Sharma, it can happen again. If we don't resolve what happened fully, and the people like Fauci, these kind of guys, are just walking them free, and they didn't get any legal issues, they're just having a good life with all the money they made from all their corrupt deals. You know, it doesn't make sense. All these big pharma, there needs to be accountability, all the big politicians that back pocketed. And now what's going on with all these wars, how there's a lot of, you know, corruption going on as well underneath, that's allowing these wars to continue. Like,
there are certain countries that are feeding both sides of the war.
Yep.
And that's why they've
so
wanted to continue.
Whoever those individuals are, there needs to be accountability. Like that for me would be the full Gula Shlema, not just my own personal, as my daughter says, you have to have your own personal Gula.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this piece is about.
Mission
Ignis,
Nissen, Marbim, Amuna. And we had Simcha, now we're talking about Amuna. We have to increase Amuna, we have to believe everything's from
Hashem. Well, that's what the Matzah is, right?
Yeah.
Matzah is itself.
De Menosa.
It's,
and that's one of the reasons
the
we give
food of Amuna.
We give Kimcha de Pitcha, the idea of helping people, making sure they have Matzah. And that's a big shout out to all those people doing that, all the shuls of Shlomo Katz has been giving out, and all the different people around who are giving kindness before the Chag, making sure everyone has matzah, everyone has wine, the armies, please God, the soldiers will have everything they need for the spiritual war. They'll have their matzahs, they'll have their wine. I mean, wine, they can't have grape juice. All the different food that we have, Pesach, kosher for Pesach, li chametz, without any chametz,
without any internal chametz. And external chametz.
Yeah,
we want to get rid of our internal chametz, and that's what we're talking about, right?
But then the Gula Shlema will also be that there'll be judgment on all those people that. But like this tzaddik in our area, Nate, who davens with us, he just led the davening yesterday. The idea that he said that we have to have a munah, and that Hashem will select who needs to be taken care of, just like he did in Mitzrayim. He took care of all the b'choyres, the ones. Right. He knew who needed to go. And we have to have a munah that Hashem is going to be the one to select perfectly who needs to who be some Baruch Hashem. A lot of the goyim, please God, will have. A lot of the nations will have a munah. And they'll come back to Hashem just like we are working slowly back to Hashem. It's a process of tshuva shlema for all the world. But there's a lot of people who are running things who need to be put in place or be got rid of, whatever that means.
And this is why certain people don't want Donald Trump to become president. because they know that if he becomes president, all those people that were in charge of doing all the crazy stupidity that went on while he wasn't in office.
But once again, we know he's not perfect persecuted. As well. He's a good shliach compared to
nobody's perfect.
And that's why Ben Shapiro this time is actually even financing Trump getting elected.
Nobody's perfect.
So it is a change.
I know that Bibi gets a tremendous amount of slack.
Bibi also. They're blaming him. I phone my family in London. I phone anyone I speak to. Got to get rid of Bibi. Wait a minute. Why is he the scapegoat?
Benjamin
Netanyahu a scapegoat. I don't get it.
The craziest thing is
he's elected in.
He's not perfect. Nobody's
elected
perfect.
In by the people.
He's got his issues.
The Democrat.
But there's nobody. There's nobody else. And this is part of my problem with him, is because a true leader creates leaders to take over for them once they're done. He has not done that, but he's between a rock and a rock.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even a rock and a hard place. He's between a rock and a rock, balancing everything that he has to balance between the international pressures as well as balancing
within the country. Instead of listening to the media about him, go actually listen to what he says and make an objective. Like, you've got an Lex Friedman podcast when he interviewed him, or there's 100 interviews of him recently, last year or so. Jordan Peterson's interview, Ben Shapiro's interview.
But also, he's a very smooth talker. he's a great orator as well.
I don't know, but you have to listen to the person more than the media's opinion. Or we listen to some of his opposition, but don't just take the media. The media has an agenda. We know that already.
The unfortunate truth is that there is nobody on the other side that would be able to, or even within Likud, currently that would be able to do what's necessary for this country.
Yeah.
I truly believe that in order for us, when I say us, I mean Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, the Jewish people, which are supposed to shine the light upon the nations, in order for us to truly succeed, we need somebody as a prime minister who has Yirat Shamayim.
Yeah.
Right?
Some people say the only place after Bibi is Mashiach. That's it. Mashiach ben David. That's people talk that way because they can't imagine anyone else.
But you know, I did hear him speak the other day, and he did end his speech with saying Bezat Hashem Nenetzeach. So like he's thrown it in there.
He has his moments where
he's thrown it in there.
Mamin. And that's why we sang that song that we are B'nai Maminim. And that's really the key to
that's what I
get chizuk from. I was saying it to people when I was driving around with different people and talking to people on in the world. The tenacity of B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people, we just keep going. You know, that's a good word, the tenacity. We just don't give up.
Right.
That never giving up, that keep going,
it's amazing.
Israel, keep going to work, keep doing chesed, keep doing kindness, keep sharing this podcast. We keep doing this podcast. You know, the Zera Shem Shon is going to keep going. You know, our host in a few months, he might be moving on in terms of living here. We hope not, she is coming. But if he does, but he still wants it to carry on. That's the tenacity. The Torah, the Zera Shem Shon, everything keeps going. You know, whatever we're doing, the just one chesed, no matter what, I'm sure it's had its up and downs over the many years. I don't know Jerry's story that well, but I'm sure it's had its up and downs.
It's never been smooth.
And it just keeps going and it's growing.
Anytime you have such a tremendous amount of kedusha,
all the different many years.
But whenever you have a tremendous amount of kedusha, you have to have that.
We're singing dark for the Shabbos, but then we turned it around. We came a bit early. Everyone was in a good state of mind. We had neighbors heat up the food for the Kiddush that we had at Zera Shem Shon. Each thing, the kindness, and in the end, everyone stepped forward and made it an amazing, amazing Shabbos, the last Shabbos. And this Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, thank God we got the lights back. Well, this is an opportunity to really bring down a lot of kindness, a lot of good energy. You know, we're taking the Seh, which the sheep is the god of the Mitzrayim, and we take this.
Shechtenum!
We shechted it, but it's also an aspect of Chesed in the wrong way because they use it as a god. We're using it for Korban Pesach. And we're bringing it to Hashem.
And the same way that we shechted the seh back then, we're going to shecht
the seh. We're Shabbos Gadol, by the way. Shabbos Gadol.
We're going to shecht the seh.
Yeah.
Bezat Hashem soon. And with that, I think, I don't know why, but this song, for some reason, we were just talking about Torah and Emet. Yeah. I think we need to sing Moshe emet the Torah to rest, and we end it with that.
It appears one time in the Haggadah. V'amina v'Hashem v'Moshe avdo. It's all about Amunah. You want to increase your Amunah right now. It's whole, the whole Pesach is a healing of Amunah. I spoke about it in my podcast, Unity Flow, and I'm sure Yosef's living it. The idea of increasing our Amunah. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu was the one. V'amina v'Hashem v'Moshe avdo. Having Amunah sechamim, Amunah in our leaders to the point where we have Mashiach sekenu. And the Shama of Mashiach is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what's brought down.
Moshe emes, it's no maso emes. 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 Hai, 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 la, 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 la,
Happy Chag.
Chag Kasher V'Sameach to everybody.
Happy days, enjoy.
We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts?
Send us some of your kindness experiences.
What are your thoughts about the head of the snake?
And the chesed Hashem is doing for us.
And the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us. What do you think should be done? How do we do it? We got nothing but love.
Keep happy. Baruch Hashem, that was great. Thank you, Hashem. Keep sharing, guys. We love you.